Welcome to the pod.
Are we recording?
Little baby Moki.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. Oh.
It's been recording for a minute.
I'm eating.
It's embarrassing. Everyone,
if you have misophonia, tune out of this episode. Can I say
Gabby
something?
Does. You can talk.
I think Gabby's joining us today. Friend of the pod, helping out. I think this might be true. I think that our generation, so many people have misophonia because so many 90s snacks were loud. Like Pop Rocks.
We had like in-ear headphones too.
Yeah. I literally think it could be linked to those two things. Pop Rocks and headphones. Yeah.
Actually, as I say the headphones thing, I'm like, no one's listening to people eat on headphones.
No, but you hear like sounds.
Yeah,
you know, like you just, everything is heightened. Why are you doing? Oh, because Moki's laying on Elliot, and he wants everybody to know that she loves me.
I want everyone to know that Moki loves Ariana.
Yeah, thank you for sharing with the world. Oh my God, she's such a ham right now. Should we start? As usual.
Let's get into it.
Oh my God. Hi, I'm Ariana.
And I'm Elliot.
And this is
Burning the Light,
the podcast.
I didn't switch my camera up.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Should
we do that?
Yeah.
We're going to redo that, Gabby. Sorry.
Should I just start from Hi, I'm Ariana?
Yeah.
Okay. No, where I should start from the Pop Rocks.
Yeah. So I think.
Okay. Hi, I'm Ariana.
And I'm Elliot.
And this is Burning the Light. The podcast where we talk about the wildest, cringiest, most salacious stories from people's time in comedy. Today, no guest.
Just us.
Just the two of us.
Solo dolo.
I know. Two peas in a pod and Moki, our pet of the pod.
Little baby Moki. OG Moki.
In Chateau Moki Land. Moki is my roommate's dog. I feel like I should explain
that. Moki is my roommate.
Because, well, yeah, I could have just left it at that, I guess.
Yeah. Moki handles all the bills. All the bills are in Moki's name.
Yeah, that would be great if she just started getting mail.
I mean, honestly, I haven't paid electric for a year.
Mm. Moki keeps his house afloat.
Yeah, Moki's credit is shit.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
You know, well, I'm excited that we're chatting today, actually, because last night I did a very interesting show.
Ooh.
Now I regret that I texted you a little bit of a preview of what happened, but I'm just going to
should we do like a little intro to who are you? What's your deal?
Oh, I don't. I mean, if you're listening to this, you know who I am. No,
okay.
I'm kidding. Oh, yeah. I guess we could introduce ourselves. Yeah. We're both comics that met in Seattle, and now we're in LA, and this is the deal. That's it. Is there something
That's
more interesting
all you
about
need to
me?
Know.
Yeah, and that I love.
Where are you from? What's
Disney
your
channel?
What's your middle name?
Where'd I don't
you
have
go
a middle
to,
name.
Where'd you go to elementary school? What street did you grow up
no,
on?
No, don't get my socials. Okay, no, I don't have a middle name. No middle name. Born and raised in the Seattle area.
If you could pick a middle name, what would it be?
Thank you so much for asking. I don't know. I feel like, do I go classic with like Anne or Marie? Or do I go for like a name that I've always wanted? Because I don't like my first name.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, so boring. So blah. Doesn't roll off the tongue.
What name would you pick?
Mm.
Oh, boy.
Well, I would probably still choose a Bosnian name that's even worse to pronounce. Like, I really like the name Azra, and Sanja, I think, is really beautiful.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think those are nice. But all right, Elliot, with two T's, why don't you introduce
two L's,
yourself?
Two T's, baby. You already know the deal.
Mm. Elliot, as you wrote in your elementary school essay.
Middle school, seventh grade, acrostic poem.
Mm.
That's what they're called,
is that
right?
What they're called? I was thinking about that the other day. I couldn't remember. Like where your name, each letter of your.
Do you know what it is? Mm. Where it's like each, you do like a word and then each letter you do like either another word or a line that starts with that letter. Is that acrostic?
I think maybe.
Okay. Well, I did one of those in seventh grade on my name and I forgot the I.
Mm.
I didn't notice until I was presenting it to the class and someone was like, why isn't there an I?
You're like, I don't spell it like that. This is actually an old family.
Yeah. I said, actually, you're being really culturally insensitive
right
now.
Fun story that's seared into my memory about these poems is I had to make one for my mom for Mother's Day. That was our assignment. And her name's Minka. Cute name, right? So cute. And for the A, I wanted to choose like a synonym for like loving or caring. Mm. And so when I looked it up, the word amorous was there. So I wrote it on the thing and I turned in my draft and my teacher pulls me aside and she's like, try to explain to me that it basically means horny.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's
what
like
it means,
the connotation of it. And that's when I started getting really interested in words because I was like, I learned what connotation means. I learned all this. And
you said, hold on a second. And words can be horny?
No, but she was trying give me a dictionary so hard. Now. She was trying so hard. And I was like, no, I'm going to keep it. And she was like, no.
That's hilarious.
And then finally I was like, I'm such a people pleaser that I changed it. I don't remember it.
What if you're like, wait till you meet my mom. And then parent teacher conferences come, your mom walks in all horned up. And
amorous
she's like,
Minka.
Actually it fits. I remember one time I was reading with my fourth grade teacher and the word organism came up and I said orgasm. I knew what an orgasm was. But I like didn't let on, obviously. But like I remember this because I remember being like, oh fuck, like what did I knew
did
it.
You do it on purpose?
No. Or just, yeah, I was like, let's see how far I can go.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you just knew it and you were like, let's fucking
go.
Yeah,
I was just being like, you know, I'm not like these other kids, you know. Yeah. But
Miss McCluskey or whatever her name is.
That was it, actually. Yeah. That was Miss Peterson. She was really dope. Okay. She's like one of the best teachers I've ever had. Mm. But no, I knew as soon as I said it out loud, I knew that wasn't the word. Mm-hmm. And without skipping a beat, she just goes, organism. And I was like,
I
organism
her.
And just moved on.
That's
but she
the
didn't,
best way to do it.
But she didn't like, it was literally just, I was like, well, orgasm, organism, organism. And then it just kept going. And she didn't even like, nope, that's not the word.
Isn't it crazy how like you can, some memories that are so they're minutia at the end of the day, but they stick with you. There are some things I will never forget that probably nobody else thinks about.
Yeah,
you know,
like
they don't remember that. Yeah,
moment. Yeah,
yeah. Well, that's great intro stories to who
well,
we
speaking
are
of my life, speaking of one little moment,
it's very telling.
Yeah, I'm Elliot GB. What's up? Born and raised Madison, Wisconsin, 608. Was
okay,
popping.
Okay.
Was popping on all Wisconsin. Right.
Is it really? Do people say the 608?
Yeah, and you get made fun of because everyone's like, "Shut the fuck
okay,
up."
Okay, thank God.
This
okay,
is Madison,
yeah. All
Wisconsin.
Right, Mr. 305.
Yeah, you know what? It's 608. It's like Dane County. You're repping Dane County, Wisconsin.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it big.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm from Spring Green.
Yeah, I just think it's like, what do you guys have to rep? Cheese curds?
Sheboygan.
And okay, that is fun. I'm
Wauwatosa.
Sorry. Sheboygan.
Oconomowoc.
Now you're just saying words.
Deadass. Those are places.
Oh my God.
Have you ever seen the video of people in like Texas trying to pronounce Wisconsin town names?
They're like, those Native American names.
Well, yeah, because they're all native, but they like don't know how to.
Yeah. Oh.
Trying to think of another. Wausau.
Warsaw. Yeah.
Warsaw.
It sounds like you're trying to say Warsaw, Poland.
Yeah, well that's what they were trying to go.
Warsaw.
And then they just got that far and they were like, we're out.
Now I'm just doing bad for Warsaw.
We're out. Yeah. But what's your eyes are open, so it's not
they're
racist.
They're wide open, so it's not racist. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that pretty
that's
much
good. That tells people everything they need to know about us.
Yeah. We're
what
not racist.
Intro.
From
no.
Seattle and Wisconsin.
This is a firm promise, though. We are not going to have long,
we
winding
are not
intros.
Racist. Okay. This is a firm promise. We are not. We are not. Yeah. See, Moki doesn't even like racism.
Yeah.
We are not racist, and we are not going to become racist. And that's a guarantee. Well, that's a burning the light guarantee.
I know. Some of the things you say make me turn.
Starting now.
Yeah.
We're starting now.
No, I will. I know. But really, though, I don't want to be the podcast that it's like 30 minutes and you're still listening to an intro because that's my.
You don't want to be a Marin?
That's my. Oh, God.
Shots fired,
shout
Mark.
Out. You know, I'll see you at the store, Mark.
I did see him at the store the other day.
Yeah. Was he good? Did
oh,
you
I didn't
watch?
Look him in the eye. Okay. I just walked by quick. He was telling stories to all the door people, you know, in the back where you go in.
Yeah.
At that little podium. He was like sitting there and there were like people sitting around. And I was just like, okay, excuse me.
Oh, that's nice.
And then I dropped my business card.
Yeah.
I was like, oops.
That's so funny. He seems like a cool guy to just chat with, you know? Like, I feel like he'd be fun to tour with or something.
Yeah.
You know, if you want a tour, Mark, let me know.
Again, if you heard that sassy retort I had earlier, and you're like, I need that.
But you know, it's different because, like, okay, I mean, there's just too many buddy podcasts right now that are like, hey, we should just sit and talk for an hour about nothing. And it's like, no, I have some intention around
Seinfeld
it,
already you know? Did that.
Yeah. All right.
Some say he still does.
Well,
shots fired. I'm burning bridges.
I was going to say, we were trying to make it not gossipy, but you're just in attack mode.
I'll fight Seinfeld.
Yeah. I'd fight him.
Jake Paul it.
Oh my God.
We will do a celebrity boxing match.
What if we...
Seinfeld has the celebrity part covered because I'm not pulling that weight.
That would be actually great for comics to just fight.
Yep.
I think it'd be a good show. Just everybody has to wrestle.
Do a roast battle, and then at the end you just get a minute in the ring
and throw punches.
You ever watch Street Beefs on YouTube?
No.
It's like a backyard fighting ring. It's pretty sick.
We recently discovered that your For You page and my For You page are on the exact opposite sides of the internet.
Oh, I was gonna send you one today.
I don't know
that was really weird.
Yeah, I'm sure. Everything you've shown me is the weirdest thing from a different planet.
I'm gonna send it to you right
now. It's people not from this Earth. I'm convinced there's another Earth.
Well, I'm tapped in.
Yeah.
I'm tapped into their TikTok.
Okay, you can send it to me, but we should start.
So yeah, what's a salacious story that you... Oof. What's an amorous story that you have?
I don't really have a horned up one. Well, last night was kind of horny.
That's not what I heard.
let me tell you something. So I did this show last night. I kind of texted you a little bit about it. But this is how I knew what the show was going to be like. So, you know, this is not putting anyone down. Like, we all have to promote shows and stuff like that. But you know when a producer just, like, doesn't do the promotion and then expects comics to just be the ones to bring the entire audience? It was kind of like that scenario, and they kept emailing us being like, oh, you only have like one audience member, you only have two audience members,
tabs, and they were updating you.
Well, they were sort of like, it kept checking in about us like promoting the show, and then they told us at, like, I think before the show that only like two tickets were sold, and I was just like,
total.
Yeah.
Oh, that's like cancel the show territory.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm kind of at the point down here where it's like I'm still so new that it's like I was just going to go treat it like a mic and try to work new material, you know? And so like whatever. And they were being like really communicative and nice, and it's like fine. And so I go, and there's like, I think maybe like five people on Zoom because they were also streaming it. So I was like, oh, that's actually kind of sick.
I thought you meant comics.
No. No. There were like five real audience members, which is awesome, mm-hmm. right? But like, you can't hear the Zoom, you know?
And then five avatars.
Yeah, five. Everyone's camera off, sound chat off, box. Whatever. Yeah. And then the rest of the audience was two non-comics and then the six of us. And luckily, the other comics were super supportive, but here comes the best part. So the people running the show, the person producing and the person hosting, are husband and wife. And that's fine.
We love marriage. We're a big marriage.
We're
friendly.
Big marriage heads.
Yeah. If you're divorced, can't come on.
You can't listen to the pod, actually. Yeah. So actually, young divorcees, my favorite population. But
what's your second favorite?
Ooh, thank you for asking. I would say old men, but like ones who have been in wars.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, everything's fine. They're being super nice. Like, they were really actually pretty decent people to like work with in that regard. But then, so the wife goes up and she introduced the host for the evening, which is her husband. And as they're doing the exchange of like who's coming on and off stage, they kiss. And like, I'm not a prude. But like,
but
why?
You did go, ew.
I actually think I went, oh. Like, I was like, no.
Okay, so describe, was it like a quick peck?
Was it like head tilt, smooch.
Did they like stare into each other's eyes for a
he
minute?
He grabbed and her like, shoulders. He grabbed her here. Shoulders. Like, it was one of those, you know? And I'm like, all right, you know, whatever. I'm gonna let it go. Then, by the way, he's doing a bit between every person he's bringing up. That's the way to do
also,
it.
Also, how funny
know?
Would it have been if you didn't know they were married and you're is that how they bring everyone up? COVID's over, baby.
Well, they mentioned the whole night and we're talking to each other from on stage and off stage in the back during the show, which I thought
also was that loose.
It was that loose. And okay. It was basically like if you left the room, you knew they were a couple, like, you know, like they brought it up several times.
Were they like newly married?
No.
Oh, they were just
like, that's so
funny.
My sister asked me that. 30 years. They're just happy. And I'm not bitter, but they're like, it's too much.
Yeah, that
you
is.
You know,
I now understand.
I've never enjoyed PDA, but then here we go again, right? So they're doing the exchange again where he's hosting and he brings her on now. Smooch again. Again. I think it's unprofessional. And then what? No, don't let. I really do think it is.
No,
I don't think
do
you
agree.
Should like, you know, fist bump, shake someone's hand. Like they're a performer too.
Yeah.
You know, like what if everyone just only books shows with people are fucking?
With
I mean,
their
actually,
wives.
That'd be that's an interesting show concept, actually.
What would you call it?
The chuckle fuck. It's a good show concept.
You're like, cut this. We're going to cut this.
Yeah, I'm like, cut it out.
I
we're
don't
pitching
want this
it
leaking.
Later. Yeah, I pitch it to the store. Hey, in the belly room, I'd love a midnight show of only people I fucked. Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
They also have to be a comic. No, it's... So they do that, and then get ready for it. End of the show.
They fuck on stage.
No, but they did on a TV show. That's
wait,
we have
what?
To cut that because then they're gonna know that who it is. Oh, this is for off pod, but like this is a story for after.
They actually fucked.
They for a TV show. It's called. We will be watching it later. I was waiting to tell you to see if we could find the episode because we have to watch it. Like it's I know. But so then. Nice little that was crisp.
That was
really crisp.
That was for Alex. Shout out.
So then like the woman who is producing, she's like going to the bathroom while the producer's getting off stage towards the end, and he goes in to kiss her again, like in the middle of the whole aisleway. And I'm just like, what in the fuck is going on? They're getting more smooches per hour than I have in the last 3 months. I'm like, what? Like, you gotta kiss every time you pass by
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
That's seventh grade behavior.
That's like middle school dating, but you walk.
Yes.
You walk together, but like arms around each
yes.
other.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you're like,
you know what I saw that was so sad the other day? TikTok. I mean, sad because it made me physically feel ill, but someone recorded their friends having like their
sex
two
in a
friends.
Box.
No. Their two
and
friends.
They sold it to NBC.
It's on primetime cable.
Coming this fall.
No,
you see what I did there?
It was two middle schoolers who were dating and their friends recorded them having their first hug. And I wanted to scream. I was like, thank God I never dated that young. Thank God.
Their first hug?
Their first hug. And
that's weird, right?
I just wanted to throw up. And both of their friend groups were there. And oh my God.
Were they Mormon?
God, no, they were just young. It was horrible. I felt so like sick to my stomach.
In a good way? I don't know if you're saying
no,
this
no,
is good
I
or
was,
bad.
No, it's bad. It's
okay.
bad. No,
okay.
it's very bad.
I thought
bad.
You were going to be like,
how
it's
is
so
this
sweet.
Unclear to you that
I thought
I
you were
going to
be like, it's sweet.
No, God,
it's weird.
No. I hate
it's
PDA.
Weird.
I hate young kids dating. I think it's creepy.
Just hate young kids?
That's for adults.
I just want to be clear. You're saying yeah. young kids
wait,
shouldn't
how old
date
were
at
you
all,
when you
not
had...
young kids should date adults.
Oh, no. Yeah, exactly. I don't think young kids
also, yeah,
date.
Another stance of the pod.
Yeah.
You think young kids should only date adults?
Yeah. Wait, how old were you when you had your first girlfriend? Don't say 12.
First hug?
No.
That I don't... Honestly, wait, I don't remember. I was a bit of a dog.
Who was your first girlfriend? How old?
Like, official, like...
Yeah.
We dated for a while.
Yeah.
I was probably like my first serious girlfriend was like junior in high school.
Oh, okay, yeah, but like these are middle schoolers. This
is like
what I'm
middle
saying.
School. I like dated somebody, but we didn't like. See, I mean, we didn't hug. We didn't go that far.
Oh God, we went like this in the hallway. We did the white people smile.
Yeah, I do that all the time.
I do too. You know what I got myself?
I'm like, what else do you do?
What do you do? What am I supposed to? Sometimes I'll raise my eyebrows.
So they're like,
and then it's even worse because you know masks for a while, and so I was like subconsciously being like. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So that was the show. And then, so the other comics were really nice. But you know when, like, and
oh,
I'm not
I knew,
saying
I
this
knew
as
someone
a,
on the show, too. I was
oh,
going to ask.
Who? How do you know him? Okay. Because he asked me to be on his pod. Don't want to brag. But I had a pretty killer set last night. I actually did very well, which is the sad part. Like, for six people,
well,
I was
like. Well,
did you
get a kiss? Then you didn't do that great.
I know.
Sorry.
I should have gone into to the host. Like, just thank you so much for. Oh, she did give me a Hershey's Kiss flavored candy cane. So I guess I did get a kiss. Ah!
Wait, a chocolate candy cane?
Oh, it was so good. It wasn't like chocolate. It was like chocolatey minty kind of thing, but like really good. I was impressed because I usually wouldn't go for anything like that, you know.
Yeah, that is not you.
No, but then one of the comics, like, okay, I'm not saying this as a humble brag. I'm saying this as, like, you're going to understand what I'm saying when I say this because you've also been doing this long enough. But, like, you know when you're the best person on the show and it doesn't feel good? Like, you know, it's, like, it's not like when you're, like you want to work with people who are better than you because you get to also, it, not even better, but just different and who also crush, you know? Like, yeah. It's not a competition, but just, like, I feel like you should never be the best comic in the room, you know? And then if you're there at that level, it's like you're just an all-time legend, right? Like, that's how it is, right?
You're Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Who and, I will fight.
Yeah. And everyone did okay, you know? But, like, I think it was clear that, like, everyone else was much newer than I was at comedy. And, you know, when a comic comes up to you and they're like, I loved your set, and you really didn't like their. And you're like, all right, like, you
hey,
take
thank
care
you.
Of a good,
yeah,
because,
yeah,
what,
yeah.
You know, like, I don't want to lie. And sometimes I will honestly just say good set to everyone because,
yeah,
like, what,
like,
the fuck, you
it's
know,
like
everyone's
the white
trying.
Smile.
Yeah. Some people just have a bad day. Like, you know, I don't know. Most of all these people I saw, well, most of them for the first time ever. And but it was kind of like, oh, I just don't. Like, I don't vibe with your style of comedy. And yeah. Then everyone there last night, well, I don't want to say everyone, but two of the comics last night were very confident. And I was like, they have the kind of confidence where it's like they would play music on a speaker while taking a walk. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it was just like they kept talking about themselves. And like at one point at the beginning.
They're on stage?
No, just like off stage. On stage, yeah, talk about yourself, but like off stage,
yeah.
I was just like, ugh, like I'm so bored in this conversation. And then at the start of the show, we had to write our credits down on like a piece of paper. And I wrote mine down and I just said like from Seattle because I have this weird, I mean, we've talked about this before. I just think credits are stupid. Like, yeah. I get them for like certain things, but like most of the time, if there's also no audience or like, you know, just any show, it's like they don't actually care. They just want you, they'll look you up if they think you're funny, you know? So I'm just like, when people give like a paragraph, it just gets on my last nerve. And especially like, I love to host, and the people who are the coolest comics are always just like, oh, say whatever. I don't give a fuck, you know, or like just say, hey, are you ready for your headline or whatever. The people who are the most annoying comics always have a paragraph, and it's the dumbest credits you've ever heard in your life. So we're doing that at the start of the show, and I just wrote like, oh, like from Seattle. And they're like, oh, that's all you want to say. And I was like, yep. And then everyone else was kind of like, should I follow Hurley?
Yeah,
and then like we kind of had this debate about credits, and one of the people there like just was like, well, oh, I can't even say it because she then it's gonna
was a very specific credit.
Well, one of the things she said was, I'm an 80s icon. Like, what does that mean? What does it mean? Okay.
It'd also be very funny if she was like 22.
Yeah. Well, so she was like, is she, I guess still is. I don't know how much work she gets, but she was an actress.
Oh, okay.
And I think that people who act are annoying.
Are terrible. Okay, right.
Yeah, no. Like, I had to take an act. I didn't have to. I chose to take an acting class over the summer. And boy, if you thought stand-ups were annoying, there is nothing more annoying than a confident actor. It's insane, first of all, to be confident as an actor, because it's way more rejection than I could even fathom being able to handle. And then to be confident about it, like, it's just an insane personality.
I mean, what if you're good?
No. It's never the good actors. You know what I mean? And she was like, it was like, she wasn't horrible comic. I don't want to say that, but it was just like, I think it's always so astounding to me, and I'm not talking down on the confidence either of, like, you know, choosing the credit or whatever, but I think that I'm so self-deprecating and I'm so default low confidence where I think everyone hates me all the time, that to see it in the wild is really stunning to me. And then, like, hearing this other guy there also talk about his credits, and I was just like, you guys, like, it just doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter. And then I liked what he said, though. This guy, he was like, oh, I always try to throw in something that's just completely non-related to comedy, right? Like, he owns four possums or something, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, I actually like that, so I think I'm gonna try doing that, because I feel like that's way funnier.
Yeah.
And, like, you know,
well, in that same vein, Chris Mejia will always, whenever he's plugging dates, it'll mm-hmm. he'll also throw in, like, doctor's appointments and stuff.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah, I think it's very funny. He'll be, wow, like, all right, on the 26th I'm gonna be at Laughs in Seattle, on the, you know, 30th I'll be in San Diego, on the 14th I have a doctor's appointment
for my
on
lupus, the
blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, well,
shout out to Chris,
yeah, shout out
pod.
To Lupus.
We love Chris.
Lupus doing it big. 2023 is gonna be your year.
Selena Gomez made Lupus big.
Year for the cure.
She made
race
it
for
huge.
The cure. No, the girl from America's Next Top Model did.
I'm sorry. Selena put it on the map. She put it on the map. Wait, which girl from America's Next Top Model? See, I don't even know her name.
It was like in the beginning. The beginning of the seasons.
All right.
I forget her name.
You know who I loved? Eva Pigford.
Oh, yeah.
She was hot.
Top model girl, but my name not Eva.
Oh!
It's from Missy Elliott.
Diva. Oh, yeah. I love
Oh, is it Top Model Diva?
No,
Diva,
you're right.
Name,
not
Eva.
Eva.
No,
yeah.
Maybe it is Diva.
No, it's Eva. It's Eva. I was just
Call
rhyming
Missy
yours.
Get her on the horn.
I think actually if I met Missy, I would be starstruck.
Oh, 100%.
That's one of those celebrities.
If I saw
like,
her in the grocery store, I would.
Oh, yes, you saw Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I call her Ange, but
Angie's List.
I call her G.
You call her Angie's List.
Gila.
Yeah, Gila.
What's up, Gila? How we doing today?
Jelena.
What's on the docket? Yeah. Jelena.
Oh, God. Did you have any crazy comedy stories recently? You saw a fun show at the store the other night.
Oh, my God. Well, that's what was funny when you're like, oh, yeah, some people, you know, out here, it's like, oh, they're newer. But a lot of those people aren't new. A lot of those people have been doing it for a long time.
Did
they're
you look some people
very
up?
Bad.
And, yeah.
No, not from that show. There were some funny people on it, though. But there were others. It's whatever. But
wait, you went to Madison.
I did. Those
I
were
still
good
haven't
shows,
heard
though.
the hot goss.
What hot goss?
You guys were in a hotel room for three
hours. I can't say that.
That's not fair.
No,
I want everyone to know that Ellie is an enemy of the pod right now. He doesn't want to share 5 hours of gossip that he heard.
Well, also, I was high, so I was just like,
yeah,
this is great.
Well, also, I guess we don't want to gossip, but if there's anything,
if something reminds me, I'll let you know. Yeah. If something comes up, no, this was actually from a show I did at the beginning of December. It was a festival.
Boy, we're using that term loosely.
Oh boy. did I told you about this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a
tell the people. It's an interesting.
It was a festival of a very big city.
You'll never guess.
I don't
want
to say the city, but it was the first year that it was the festival for the whole city.
That's always a gamble.
And,
first year festival.
Oh boy. And so it was two nights. Friday and Saturday, two shows each night. I think there was a Thursday too. Mm-hmm. But there's Thursday was one show. Friday and Saturday were two shows. I think you could only buy tickets as like an all night pass, or maybe like a pass to the first show. And then if you wanted, like,
oh wait, they didn't sell tickets per show.
I don't know it if was they sold like per show, day or but per there was night. Like per night.
Okay.
And so it was
like rolling admission.
Okay. Yeah. But also like the,
it's not a music festival. Like,
and the show started at like 7:30 or 8:00. And then the second show was like supposed to start at 10:00. So it's like, I don't know who wants to sit there for 5 hours.
Wait. Oh yeah.
So I was on the second show.
Okay.
Saturday night, supposed to start at 10:00.
Mm-hmm.
First show started at 8:30. It was supposed to start at 8:30.
Okay.
I don't know exactly when it started. Mm-hmm. But I show up 9:30. First show is still very much underway. 10:00 comes. First show is still very much underway. And it's in like a film studio, so it's like a big room, okay. Like a big like warehouse space.
So tall ceilings, not great.
And it's on one side where they have it like finished, so the walls are like curved at the bottom, you know. So then they're all white, so you could use it like a studio.
Oh, I like see a film what you're studio. Saying. Okay, okay.
So it's
okay.
Like you can film, and there's no like hard lines. Okay, you know, like
so
that.
It would be cool, but it's just not a stand up space.
No, not at all. And so, and it's huge. It's like you're in there and it's like, yeah, ceilings are fucking way up there.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's like circle tape and they tried to make it like a big fancy event.
Okay.
And so when I walk in, there was hell of people in there. It was like, yeah. Full. Okay. Well, first of all, it was at 10 at night.
Okay.
And I'm like,
well, I'm sorry, but can we stop doing late shows? First of all, like either do like a 7 and a 9. Or just do 1 8 p.m. yeah. show or 8:30 because yeah. I just sometimes with the if it starts after 10, just you get the weirdest crowd.
I think 10 is the cutoff.
I think 10
that's
is the
latest
cutoff.
You can go. Yeah.
Yeah. And even that's pushing it.
Oh, because that day I was like, all right, got this show tonight, did some work during the day. Yeah. About 7:00 comes around. I'm yeah. Like, you know, I'm playing some video games. I'm chilling out. And it's a Saturday night. And I get to the point where I'm like, do I want to go to this?
Yeah.
Like, do I really want to do it?
No, absolutely not. Yeah.
Also, the showcase was like 20 people doing 6 minutes.
Ooh, no.
6 minutes in air quotes because no one is actually going to do 6 minutes. Everyone's going to do around like 10. Yeah.
People burn the light.
Oh, like crazy. Of course. Yeah, two people right here.
I can't believe I would not want to.
I look at the dude's Instagram at his story. Mm-hmm. I see the one from the night before. Okay. There's like no one in there. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm not going. And then I look at the one from the first show and it's like packed out. And he posted, he's like, oh, we have like 2 more tickets left. Like, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, okay, I'll go.
Right.
So I go, hella people there. And I'm like, oh, this is tight.
Still even at 9:30 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, and the first show was like, variety show, so there was some stand-up but then there was like some improv and like musical comedy,
a variety
whatever.
Act. That's fun, whatever. Yeah.
And then I find out because he goes on stage, I think it was when I was coming in,
yeah,
this dude was on stage who was the promoter doing stand-up and he had brought everyone, came out for him. It was like all of his like friends, and he's probably like pushing, he's late 40s early 50s.
Okay, so they're like, leaving immediately after he goes off stage.
And he's like, he gets done. He's like, you know what? Or no, he finishes. He's like, oh, thank you all so much for coming out. You know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Gets done.
That's a great impression of Alec
and that was, Lemon, we're done. And then he gets off. And then a couple more people. This improv group grows up. They have no mics. So it's very hard to hear them, especially in this giant space.
And I feel bad for them.
They were funny, but it was you can't hear them. So people just start talking because they're like, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
I always feel bad for improv groups who end up on a stand-up showcase.
100%.
Because they usually are funny, but they either don't get the right amount of time, it's not the right setup, or it's too big of a shift.
You have to really do the lineup well to be like, all right, here's how we're going to... Mm-hmm. Or you can't just throw them in there anywhere.
Right.
So they they go up. I thought they were funny, but the crowd is just like, what the fuck? Also, it's like 10:00. by this point.
And
10:15.
You're going to lose the energy if people think, if they can't even hear something.
And they probably got there at like 8. So they've already been there for like a couple hours.
Are you serious?
And they're just like, oh, okay, fucking whatever. Second show, my show, was supposed to start at 10. Doesn't start until 11. And by then, it's 11 o'clock on a Saturday night. So these people are like, we're not going to fucking hang out in this warehouse. So they all leave.
Oh, my God.
They're just like, yeah, we're out. So it starts an hour
and
late.
And, well, you showed me a picture, and it fully looked like a banquet hall. Like, it was, like, the saddest wedding that you've ever seen.
Oh, and that's what one of the girls
like,
said. Like,
round tables. So awkward.
A tablecloth. Like, yeah. The gold chairs.
Yeah.
And so the dude... The dude running the festival goes up to open up the second show, probably does 10 or 15.
Okay.
Which by then we're like, buddy,
yeah,
the show started an hour late.
Keep
let's
it
fucking,
moving.
Let's hustle it up.
I think it's embarrassing if you're a bad producer.
No lie. They play him off.
They play the own producer
They play
off?
Him off at his own festival.
Are you serious?
And that's where I was like, I would just walk into traffic.
You did not tell me this
I would
part.
Go walk into the street. I would just be like, all right, it's been real. But he's just like, ah, they're playing me off, whatever. All right, we're going to have a good time, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, there is max 15 people in the audience in this giant ass room. And they're all spread out, too.
Oh, my God.
And yeah, so then just as the show goes on, people leave. They're just like getting
How
out of
many
there.
People were there by the time you went up?
Non-comics?
Yeah.
Three.
How many with comics? Five.
Sitting in the audience? Five. I went up. Show was supposed to start at 10. I went up at 12:40.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is like when I did that show, one of the first weeks I was here.
Yeah.
And they give me a little guest spot, which I'm like so grateful for. Heard great things about the show. I'm like, all right, I'm doing 4 to 5 minutes. Fuck yeah. Let's just have fun. Let's pull out the, you know, three best jokes I have and
nope.
Let's go. And like usually guest spot, if you don't know, is like sandwiched in between other acts. So
yeah, people who are booked.
Yeah, people who are booked. And guest spot is sort of just like a fun little short set, you know, between things. I end up, the show starts late because they had so many issues that were not their fault. I just want to be clear, like stuff that happened with like the DJ's thing. Someone's car got towed. There was missing cords from the sound booth. Like it was just not their fault. Right.
Yeah,
so they start really late. But then like it was just so insane. There was no lineup. And so I think that I got lost in the shuffle. I end up going last. Everyone else is doing 10 to 15 and I'm doing 4 minutes.
That's also the thing too. you want to put like building up time
right.
length. You don't want to put like, all right, we're gonna do like
the shortest
20 minutes
set
and
ever.
Then 10 minutes and then 5 minutes or
right.
just like, you know, random.
Right. Or like that one show I did where I did 20 up top and then the next person did
oh God.
Five.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you were there, you know. But so I like going up last and like the comics there were not having it and I was kind of getting annoyed because like another one of my pet peeves is like when comics are just too like joking about comedy while they're on stage because the audience doesn't get it and
yeah.
I think it was really abrasive to a lot of them. Like they were just like, all right, I guess we just don't get it, and they kept
yeah.
being like, oh, the audience is so small, but like they were having a great time. Just do your material.
There,
yeah.
Yeah.
And there were like, you know, maybe 10 to 15 people, all of them start leaving.
Which, I mean, if you do the conversion, 10 or 15
yeah.
in LA is like,
oh my God.
50,
and it
60
was a small room, so it felt full with
yeah.
all the comics in there, you know, but it's a long lineup and it's like, I would have left too. You know, there were some brave soldiers sticking out through the whole thing. So by the time I'm going up, like one person is ahead of me, there's maybe three people there.
Let's go.
Maybe. I go on stage and this huge group of people comes in from the bar. They were
oh,
celebrating
shit.
A birthday. So I had like 20 people.
Let's go.
And I just did my hottest 5 minutes and they fucking loved it. And I was like, all right, that's the show. Bye.
Damn, you should have gone long.
I know. But I was just, it was so late. It was the show ran 2 hours later. So I thought
yeah.
I was just going to do my guest spot, go to a mic after, you know, whatever. I ended up being there for like 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, so here's the thing. Yeah, I got
yeah.
there 9:30. I
yeah.
didn't leave until like 1. But so many other comics just didn't even hang around.
Oh,
didn't go up. They just left. Well, no, they were like, I'm not fucking doing
it's
this.
It's just not worth it. Yeah. It's like, it's not even, you don't even get the value of like a mic where it's like, okay, even if there's not people or some, let me try something new. It's like, no, you're literally just fatigued. All the other comics aren't laughing either because they're all tired. You know, like sometimes you just got to know when to call it quits.
Yeah. There's also a lot of times you'll be somewhere and you'll be like, I should have stayed home. I shouldn't have. But so I knew someone who was on the show.
Yeah.
And we were talking and we were both like, what the fuck is this? And we were both like, yeah, I was kind of thinking
we should
about
have her on. What the
kinda
fuck?
Thinking about not going, yeah. You know, like whatever. And she was going to go right before me.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, well, at least she's here, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then as the show goes on, I see her go sit in one of the empty tables in the back, uh-huh. like off to the side. So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. And then it's like getting down the list. Obviously, people are like dwindling, uh-huh. whatever. And then I'm like, all right, like, where is she? I'm kind of looking around. I'm like, oh, she might be in the bathroom, you know, or just yeah. somewhere else. And then the producer comes up. He's like, hey, you're Elliot, right? And I was like, yeah. He goes, okay, cool. It's going to be like Christina and then you. And I was like, who the fuck is Christina?
Yeah.
And then I look around and I'm like,
she fully left.
Oh, she left.
Yeah.
Like, she left. And then so many other people yeah. did too, because he gets up, he's like, all right, we have like three more yeah. comics left, like blah blah blah.
I'm sorry, but you're not the store. People are not sitting there at midnight, you know,
like, he said we have three more comics left. He's like, we have a handful of comics left unless they leave, which then
he
the
said that on
yeah
stage.
Which then, and he like kind of laughed about it, and then the first thing I said is I was like, well, I didn't know that was an option, because I would
funny.
have,
yeah,
because it's literally three people. I did treat it like a mic. I was just like,
yeah, what are you gonna do, you know?
Well, and then the dude said afterwards, he was yeah. like, I'll book you on some shit, man, because if yeah. you can be funny in like this situation for this many people, like, I know you're good, like blah blah blah. Followed him on Instagram, didn't follow me back.
Love that.
And then I saw him two nights ago when I was leaving the store. We crossed paths and
did he say hello?
Didn't even look at me. He looked at me, didn't acknowledge me. So I was like,
you know what, that's such a bizarre thing to me.
Yeah. And I'm like, you are Jerry Seinfeld, why won't you fucking yeah. look at me? You own
yeah.
Netflix,
yeah,
why
hello.
Won't you
no, but you, it's also like, I don't know, it's so, there's so many bad shows here that it really is about the hang, and then yeah. like just being like, oh, this person's cool, or I could see this person's jokes are good, because most of the time you don't like watch a show and have a good time.
No.
Because it's like, how do you know who the good comics are versus like yeah. I don't know, like in Seattle it was like, it's pretty easy to sift through who's a good comic and who's yeah. not, and who's growing, you
I mean
know?
you can still tell here. It's just that
yeah,
a lot of
yeah,
people
yeah.
don't watch the show.
Right
they'll go, they'll hang out in the back, talk to everyone, well, they'll go up, do their set, and then they'll immediately leave.
I think the only thing that's different here, not the only thing, but one of them, is like some people list credits, and I'm like, baby, you were a cameo, like on like you were an extra on Netflix, and you're listing this.
You've
like,
seen him on Amazon Prime if then, you looked in the right corner of your screen 2 minutes in.
Yeah, no, it's literally that. And then yeah. and some of the funniest comics that I've met here have zero credits, yeah. and they have such a hard time getting booked. But then they do a shit ton of road gigs and go to all these cities, but they can't get fucking booked in LA.
Yeah,
and they're the funniest people, and they just don't have a credit, so they don't get booked because people don't give two shits about them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, not that I'm like the end all be all of like who's a good comic, but like you can kind of tell,
yeah.
you know, I'm like,
yeah, it is tough. That's what I've been yeah. struggling with the last few years is, I mean, coming out of COVID and everything too, mm-hmm. it was weird. But then being like, oh, okay, so I can't really get on anything here,
mm-hmm.
but I can get on a bunch of shit everywhere else. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as I come back here, all that momentum yeah. stops, which sucks. But you know, hopefully Seinfeld one day will come to his senses. I'll get on the show, we'll fight.
Well, no, but I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing though. Like, one of my advice for the comics listening, but like, especially newer well yeah I mean
yeah, we should do it right now.
Do advice. Yeah, I mean, well, we always want to end the pod with a little bit of piece of advice, because we're going to talk some shit, but we also want to be intentional about it. But one of my biggest things is like, I don't necessarily all out regret it, because I think I would have been miserable producing a show in Seattle for lots of reasons. But like, I think one of the best things you can do is produce a mic or a show and then exchange stage time with other comics in other places. So like, I know, like, you know, Madison in the Midwest better than me, yeah. or like people will ask me about Seattle now or like whatever. Right. And it's like, there's not much going on in Seattle anymore, but like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, I think one of the best things you can do is A, give yourself stage time and produce a show, and B, also just meet more comics who are also better than you and coming in from out of town and seeing what their style is like, because those are the people that I've seen grow the quickest and who can actually go to cities and visit and then eventually like feature and headline and tour and do whatever. Because I think the like dangerous thing here is like, you can start to feel so shitty about yourself if you're not booked, but there's many comics here.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's only so much stage time, and people who are really funny, it's like, okay, well, you did that show, now you can't do it again for 9 months, because it's like they have a huge backlog of like out of towners, people who just live here. Like, you know, like it's not because people hate you. It's just the way that it is here versus like in Seattle. Like when I tell people that I was doing 25 minutes every week, they're like, what? And I'm like, yeah, there's not that many comics.
Yeah, that's like, the trade-off. It's like here you have the industry, you have all that stuff.
Yeah.
But quality stage time is hard. Quality stage time is hard to find.
And building material is harder.
But then everywhere else, you can get quality stage time, but
yeah,
it's unless someone big comes through.
Yeah, I will say the benefit of like being in LA is just the level of opportunity where it's like, you know, being in Seattle, okay, great, you're good. Congrats.
Yeah.
Like, do absolutely nothing with that.
I'm pretty famous on Beacon Hill.
Yeah. So. Everybody knows me. You know, wherever. Ballard.
Shout out Clock Out Lounge, though. They do a good show. Emmett and Brett.
Yeah. That's Joke Tellers. Yeah. Union. I do love Joke Tellers.
That is always a fun show.
Yeah. I mean, there's still good, fun shows up there, but it's like, man, I've loved being down here, and it's like you're on a show, and then it's like, a comic you really respect that you're working with, and to watch them work new material down here. I mean, even just going to the store and like Allie pops in, or like Tiffany had, you know, I know I don't even say her last
first name.
Allie Wong. My girl Al. You know, Allie will pop in, and it's just like, it's so cool to see comics working on material. Like, that's what I love about being down here versus like, I mean, I honestly, like, I still think the funniest people are my friends, and not because they're my friends, but just because I'm like, I really see these working comics, and equally I respect when you see big names like working on stuff and going to mics and doing shows. Like, I mean, mics at their level are different, obviously, but like, it's like enamoring to be in this city sometimes, you know? And
You get access to people. It kind of shifts the levels. Yeah. So it's like, if you're in a smaller scene, the kind of the headliners that'll come through, I mean, they're headliners and they're, you know, they do well, but then here it's like, if they're not, you know, Bill Burr or like someone like big, you're kind of on their level in a sense,
right?
You know that you could be on but it's like you could be on the same show as them, and then it's like, just like you said, it's like on the road I'm doing all this shit, but then here it's like,
and honestly, kudos to whoever produces shows in LA, because that shit
is rough
here. I have no idea how people get their shows to the level that they do, where it's like, you know, like very rarely have I seen like producers asking for people to bring people, like do a bringer show, and I think that's really impressive in LA. And then a lot of the shows will be free, and they still will sometimes pay you a little bit, and I'm like, what door deal do you have with the bar?
Who's paying here?
I mean, people really do not pay on shows in LA, but I've been on a few paid shows, and it's been really like, I'm really impressed with some of the producers here, because I don't know how they do it. I don't know if they do Instagram ads, or if they've just gotten clout from like big names coming on their show or something.
To figure it out.
No, really. Yeah. It's hard. It's really, really hard. And so when I'm on a good show, I'm like, it's awesome. It's so much. Everything's harder here.
Yeah, because you're competing with Hollywood.
Yeah. The literal entertainment epicenter.
Hollywood. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I could go to your show.
Yeah.
Or I could go to the store or the improv or the Laugh Factory and see all the people I see on Netflix. You know, but I'll piggyback on your advice and say definitely produce a show or a mic, because it will show you the other end of things and it will help you understand what it takes to put on a good show or just a show in general. And also pay attention to good shows and what makes them good.
And ask them, ask the people that, like, if you really like a show, be like, hey, I love your show, I want to do one. Like, do you have any advice? Like, take someone to a $5 coffee and ask them.
Yeah, you know? And like, honestly, you'll hear a lot of shit that you wouldn't think of unless you were doing it. So it's like trial and error stuff, because it's like, obviously some things mm-hmm. are obvious, you would think, but like sound and lighting, those are kind of the big ones. You don't need a lot to do a stand-up show, mm-hmm. but to do it right, you have to think about little things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the lineup, the mm-hmm. order, the, you know, how is the crowd going to be seated?
Time of show.
It's like all that little stuff. Or maybe it's like, we have a little rule where, you know, comics can't do this, mm-hmm. or if they like get on stage, they have to do like this way or whatever. Yeah. And it's like shit you wouldn't think of, but it comes through trial and error.
Yeah,
we used to not do it this way, but now it works better this way. And, you know.
Well, also not everyone should produce like that, 100%. You know, 100%.
Do a mic. Produce a mic.
I think if you can, you should at least do like a one-off or every 3 months or something. Yeah. You know, like that's what I would do. I would always just do one-off shows and stuff. And. Yeah. But if you'd produce a monthly show, I mean, shout out, because that is hard.
I'm like, I don't even know if I want to go back to it.
Yeah, it's hard. It's just, it's, you know, it can take the joy out of doing comedy, like if you get sucked into the production side of things, but it is really, I think, a great thing. And like, it gets your feet wet a little bit and, you know, you get to know more comics and stuff too.
Yeah.
Oh, also I don't travel. Think I told you about this. Here's another piece of advice. I hate this because he seems so nice. But I recently had a very, 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 very fresh comic send me unsolicited 2 clips and asked me to watch them. And I just think that that's something you... I mean, am I being judgmental? I think that's something you shouldn't do. But also, I get that you want advice and stuff from people. Yeah. But like, I was thinking back, like as a newer comic, and I was like, oh, I would have never done that.
Yeah.
I just,
unsolicited
is
the key word.
But I can't figure out how to explain that, like, and he asked pretty nicely, like he sent a message later, but like, I just can't explain why it's wrong in a way that doesn't sound mean. But it's like, you just don't, I feel like that's like sending someone your script.
Yeah.
It's taboo. Like, it's unsolicited. Don't do that.
That's
you don't
the thing.
Do that.
If you can ask, like, hey, would you mind if I say, literally all you have to do is ask.
Yeah.
And
but even if he asked, I would say no. That's what I'm trying to explain.
Yeah, but that's,
I just don't think you do that.
But that's the thing, is only if, I mean, really, if you're close to someone, mm-hmm. you know, and they've kind of given you advice in the past, or, you know,
well,
whatever.
Same thing with tags. Like, I would never give someone a tag without being like, here's the thing.
Did I tell you about the tag I got?
No.
At a mic?
Wait, this is what I'll say before you tell this story. I'll say, I only give my friends tags, or if I've seen someone that I'm like, oh, I really think they would like this. If I've seen them around or something, I'll say, hey, great set. Do you mind if I give you a tag?
Do you still feel weird about it when you ask?
I still feel weird,
yeah, I'm the
but
same
sometimes
way.
I'm like, this would be so juicy for this bit, you know?
Yeah.
And then that is the only ways I will do it.
Yeah.
But someone I don't know giving me a tag, there's something infuriating about that to me. And I think that's why I feel that way about videos, is like, I'm not here to like give you comedy advice, because you have a different voice, you know, like I'm either going to like the video or I'm going to not like your comedy.
Yeah.
And then what do you want the feedback? Like, are you paying me to give you feedback? Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But tell me your mic story.
Okay. So this is a good one to wrap it up on, because this is like the worst.
Okay.
This really, when it happened, I was like, where's your tack? Like,
tact,
you,
that's the word. Yeah.
Really, like,
yeah.
Was at a mic. And it's, I met this dude before, when I came down here to visit before I moved.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a show together and like met, talked briefly, followed each other on Instagram, but like that was it.
Okay.
And it hasn't been like, we haven't like messaged or anything like since then, like mm-hmm. whatever. But he runs a mic, and, so I've like seen him a couple times doing the first few times.
So it's not like you don't know him at all.
No, we know of each other.
Yeah.
But we're not like friends.
You're not buds.
We're not bads. We're not bads. We're not pals. And the first like couple times I went to the mic, he wasn't hosting, or like he wasn't running it. And then he started doing it. So I was like, oh yeah, you know, I come through like every once in a while. But like, we talked like the first time I saw him.
Okay.
It was just like, oh, hey, you know, good to see you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it was over Instagram even. It wasn't even in person.
Cause
I had to leave early. And so he's like, oh, hey, saw you at the mic. Like, thanks for coming, blah, blah, blah. And then I went like another time and I was trying out this new bit and crush. The camera isn't even on. Crush.
<I know. laughs>
And, but like, yeah, it worked, whatever. literally as he's like over the god mic,
yeah,
is like, all right, give it up for Elliot. I thought you were gonna say blah 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 is the punchline, and he goes, and honestly I think that works a little better. Coming up next to the stage,
he said it over the god mic,
yes,
which is the mic that like
it's the main mic
that the whole room.
So
hears.
instead of the host getting up and getting on stage in between, sometimes if it's a lot of people, they'll just sit in the crowd and just like, you know,
he said coming up this next over the god
like
mic.
He said it to me for everyone to hear. Which one? I'm like, that's weird. But two, not even being like, oh hey, you could try this. He was like,
he said,
I thought this is what you were gonna do, and honestly, I think it's a harder punch.
And he said all that.
He goes, and I think it would be a harder punch.
And but boy, like boy, did you feel stupid because it was a good tag.
He didn't say it with that like tone of voice,
but
it should have had that tone of voice. And then I went to a mic later that day. I tried it. Didn't work.
I love that you tried it.
Didn't work. Because honestly, I was like, okay, that's not bad. But I was like, where would you think, not just being like, oh, hey, man, you should like try this at the end instead. It's like over the mic in front. I was just like,
I hate that.
And then it didn't work. So I was like, you can fuck
off.
See,
I actually like when people give me tags. So I'm not even judging on giving a tag. But like, there's a right and a wrong way to do it.
That 100% the wrong way.
And there are some social etiquette things in comedy that I think a lot of people don't understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, I have so many little things I could say about that. But we'll save
it
for another
pod. Honestly, I was
we'll
like,
save it for another pod.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Because I just love when people... I like one of my favorite shows is Eastbound and Down.
Yeah.
So it's like when people, just when people are like crazy assholes, but they're not aware of it, mm-hmm. and they think that they're right, mm-hmm. you know? So they're just going through
it
life.
It would be
like,
crazy if they were aware of it.
Well, no, but it's like, I mean, some people, you know, some characters are like, oh, I'm a piece of shit. Like, I get it. I'm a villain.
Yeah.
But just other people are just like, why the fuck is everyone so stupid? But like, they are just like insane themselves. I love that. So that was a thing where I was just like, man, you just really went for it.
You're like, you should be on Eastbound
really
and Down.
Swung for the fucking stars. And
did you message him to be like, it didn't work?
Well,
that
I'm
would
going
be...
to because I'm going to be like Jerry Seinfeld. Now we have to fucking fight.
You're on the pod. Yeah. It's always true.
No, I didn't message him. I should, though.
That would have been funny if you did. I
but
love
I did,
that.
You know what was really funny, though? I did the mic and then that part didn't work. And mm-hmm. I said, well, I got that tag from someone earlier. They said it would work better than what I wrote. And it fucking didn't.
Yeah.
And then everyone laughed at that. So I was like,
that's
yeah.
hilarious.
But
yeah.
So actually, my piece of advice would be don't fucking do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just only talk to someone if you know them. Even then, it's like I worked with a headliner a couple weeks ago where after like the second show I saw something where I was like, oh, he could do a little callback to this, so I was mm-hmm. but even then I was like, hey man,
mm-hmm.
not trying to be weird, take mm-hmm. it or leave it, like
mm-hmm.
just saying this would be a little nice place to call this back up. And he was like, oh yeah cool. But again, I'm like, I'm not trying to tell you like your writing is bad. Mm-hmm. You know, it just feels weird being like, hey, mm-hmm. I think you should do this.
Yeah.
Even no matter how you put it.
Yeah.
But to just be like, not even be like, oh, I thought you were going this way, but you didn't. That's funny.
Stand-up is so personal.
But to be like, I think it'll work better.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even mind when people say, oh, I thought you were going this way. Because then it's like, oh, you misdirected very well.
Because
you know?
Also you're so in your head about it and you've worked on mm-hmm. it so much. You're so used to just thinking that way.
And your style
so it's
and
like,
voice.
Yeah, so it's like, oh, okay, if, you know, mm-hmm. you're so in your head about it, but to everyone else mm-hmm. it comes off as going this way, going left when you think it's going right. It's like, okay, maybe I got to change some shit around.
But
you know, what are you going to do? All right, well, let's wrap it up.
Yeah, I think that was good. That was fun.
Yeah.
Insider knowledge back behind the scenes. We tried to record this like 3 times before an intro episode.
Yeah, buddy.
And first it stopped recording. Then we
stories. We don't have to tell them.
Well, it's just, hey. Piloting, you know, but first the camera stopped recording. Then I realized all my funny stories I've been telling were about sexual assault. So we have to kind of change it up a little bit. Which
so we needed to take some time.
Needed to reflect on that because I realized it 8 years later.
You did the meme from Narcos where Pablo is just like standing in his pool by himself, just in the deep end, staring.
Never seen it.
You haven't seen that meme though?
I think I've seen them.
Where it's him just looking bored as fuck in like 4 different places. And one, he's just standing in an empty pool in the deep end, just staring off.
That's me.
100%. All right, well, all my meme heads out there, you know what I'm talking about.
But this has been our pod. We have really fun guests coming up. And we're going to be giving you all the juicy dirt and all the insider knowledge about
the
being
wet
a comic.
Dirt.
Yeah, just the pH soil is balance is good.
Top soil.
But I'm Ariana Ramick. You can find me at Ariana Ramick on all platforms. That's ARIJANARAMIC. Where can they find you, Elliot?
You can find me on all social media platforms at Grent Radish, GRENTRADDISH.
Beautiful.
Follow the pod, subscribe, follow whatever it is on however you're...
Smash the like button.
Smash that like button. Elbow drop the notification bell so you know every time we drop a new video or go live. God. Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Tell three friends or five or more.
Hey, but if you only have one, that works too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wow, magic.